By the way, Limits, the fact that Tommy Pham plays every day just adds to the embarrassment. And I don't care if he hits 5 home runs every day. I don't care. The fact that he's in the lineup every day is an embarrassment for where they are. And people say, well, you want to make him tradable. For what? Another lottery pick? I see this kid yesterday, by the way, and I don't blame them for picking him. Everybody on the broadcast I was watching on MLB Network said this pick makes a lot of sense. Good. But the part that stood out to me was this Seth Hernandez said, I want to play with Skeens. He better hurry, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is 19 years old, so he's a little bit older as a high school guy, but he's got to be here in 2 years if you want a chance.
I think we'll know the Pirates have arrived when they're not playing guys in July as a way to trade them for somebody's number 36 prospect, you know?
Ideally enough, yes. That could be key.
Yeah. I'm glad that Tommy Pham has made himself tradable. Is that the idea for bringing somebody in? Is that sort of the goal here? Great. He started playing well because he can, I guess, see now, and that's good. But at some point, you have to trade for a player who's in his prime and already good. Can they ever do that?
So you're saying
are you allowed to do that in baseball? Trade for somebody who's in their prime and already good?
If Tommy Pham went 5 for 5, just like Byron Buxton did hitting for the cycle, but they were all home runs, and you heard Joe Block continuously going, there it goes! Tommy Pham, home run! He would need to be benched the next day.
He never would have started in the first place. It's silly season. You're supposed to have young guys playing right now. The season means nothing. You're not even playing to win because you're manipulating Paul Skeens' innings to start him in the All-Star game. So for whom is it doing anyone any good to have Tommy Pham in your lineup hitting a home run?
Isn't that them
Who
just
cares?
Throwing in the towel basically without saying it that, yeah, the All-Star game is more important than Skeens throwing in these games for us in the middle of the season in July?
I don't blame them. You know, this is something for him to play for. It's like Crosby at this point in his career playing international games.
Yeah.
You have to let him and encourage that and do whatever you can to make sure that he's ready to play those.
Like Skeens in the World Baseball Classic next year.
It's like Mario playing in the Olympics all those years ago when he wasn't playing for the Penguins, but he suddenly was available to play in the Olympics. He's allowed to do whatever he wants because they stunk at the time. It didn't matter. My point there was, if the rationale behind playing Pham when he's playing well is, hey, we're still trying to win, are you? Let's go to some phone calls, please, Limits. And also, do we have the pony clip?
We do have the pony clip.
Wait, don't go to the phone calls. I want to hear the pony clip because the theme here from the beginning of the show is, while it's nice and fun and something to, I guess, be enjoyed.
Yeah.
That Paul Skeens is going to start the All-Star game again and O'Neill Cruz is in the home run derby. With every Pirates positive, there's an undercurrent of negativity, and it ain't the media's fault. It's not your fault out there. It's their fault because they haven't built around this guy. And with Cruz, he simply still hasn't arrived, and you wonder if he ever really will to his potential. So this gets us to, but I still want him there. Don't get me wrong. I want him there. I want to watch it. I think, unfortunately, maybe more than real baseball, this is the type of thing he's built for. Winning contests like this, he's going to entertain people, and that's what it's for. I'm not at the point where I don't want him to win. Apparently, Pony is. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Pony does not want O'Neill Cruz to be the winner of the Derby, and this is why.
I don't want O'Neill Cruz to win the Home Run Derby. I don't want him to have this moment. I'm not pulling for him. He's not someone I want to see get the million-dollar payday and get the accolades of winning baseball's annual slugfest. The other guys who have been in this event for the Pirates, I legitimately, since I've been in Pittsburgh in 2010, wanted to see them represent the Pirates well on a national stage and hit tater after tater after tater, like tons of home runs. He's got a lower WAR than Caleb Ferguson. It's not all his fault. I want the Pirates to have more players as talented as Cruz. But when you compare the talent to the production, he's one of the most disappointing players in Major League Baseball. He has the talent to be, I think, one of the best players in the entire sport. He should be the Pirates' best hitter right now. Not a 38-year-old Andrew McCutchen who's hitting 55 batting average points better and has a better on-base percentage, doesn't have a better slugging because O'Neill Cruz hits the ball harder and farther when he makes contact, but the dude's 26 years old now. He's not a baby anymore. He's not a baseball puppy.
So that's interesting. I'll say that much. And I think Pony has a point. I do. That this guy hasn't done enough for the Pirates, so why would you want him to have this moment in a skills contest? He's been disappointing. Having said that, I want Cruz to win.
Yeah, he's on your team. Like, you don't want to root against the guy that's on your team. Like, did anybody root against some of the Steelers and like Pro Bowl competitions? That might not be the best example, but like any Penguin that was doing a skills competition or when Sid plays in the All-Star game, do you root against them? I'm not rooting against Skeens.
Well, surely you're not comparing Cruz to Sidney Crosby.
No, in terms of accomplishments and everything, if players that are representing the team and representing the city in said All-Star game.
See, the other part for me is that I think it could help him to have a moment like that. Now, it may hurt him, too. It may hurt him, too.
It may help him what? To have just a horrific day and strike out up there at the Home Run Derby?
No, I said it would help him to win.
Or to win it, yeah.
Yeah, to win it would, be a huge, maybe, confidence boost for him to be on a national stage like that. I think it could be helpful. Plus, I want him to win. Like, I don't dislike him.
No, I don't either.
I like him. I think he's entertaining. I just think he's been very disappointing. And I'll stick with my original point of watching him in the Home Run Derby sort of underscores everything that people have said to the ends of this guy is just a skills contest guy. He'll win you a skills contest. I don't know if he'll win you a baseball game. I get it. It's a valid point. But you know what? Having said that, I want him to win the skills contest. If he's really good at this, then enjoy it and let's have fun. Like if O'Neill Cruz starts cranking 500-foot home runs, I think that's cool and I want him to do that. I do think Pony has a valid point, though, and I'd like to hear from people on that. Is it at all conflicting to root for O'Neill Cruz when he's been disappointing for the Pirates? 412-928-9370. And he's a riddle. He is. He could still very well be headed for a 30-30 season, which is a fairly exclusive club. And yet everything from last year when he was bouncing back from his traumatic leg injury is down. His batting average, his OPS, his slugging percentage, everything is down. Except for steals. And he has a chance to hit more homers, he does, but as an overall hitter, he's worse than he was last year. He's been disappointing. And Pony is absolutely right that this guy should be their best hitter right now. 412-928-9370. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Is it difficult for you or going to be to root for Cruz? Are you actually pulling against him? Because if you're not pulling for him, you're pulling against him, and Pony is. How about you, Limits? And let's go to a call or two on that.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Cruz. I want him to win it. And I think the frustrating thing is going to be, like, when he ultimately hits the ball, he's going to probably hit 5 home runs at some point. It's a timed event. It's not an outs event anymore. Where he's just going to crush the ball. And we're just going to be saying to ourselves, watching it on TV, man, he can just do this so consistently.
Well, we already know that. We already know. that what he's capable
of. But it's going
to
further emphasize it on a national stage, where now the national talking heads will be talking about it.
Let's hear a caller.
And they'll add even more. Here's Luke in Greensburg.
What's up, Luke?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to call about the Pirates signings. I want to know what happened to Taylor Ward, much like Brandon Ayuk. We had reports that he was coming to Pittsburgh, never ended up happening. Now he has over 20 home runs in Los Angeles. And along with that, also, instead of signing guys like De La Cruz and IKF, you could have got a guy like Ward and Chisholm. Chisholm, not my favorite guy, but he has double the amount of home runs.
They're never quite willing to give up enough, be it money or be it prospects. They never it seems to be a franchise traumatized by the Chris Archer trade still, as far as what to give up. And it's time. Greg Brown hinted to it on the with the PM guys, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, that Ben Cherington was going to do something big. It's time for that. This guy, we saw Buxton over the weekend. There was talk that the Twins, if they were out of it, of course that was before the Pirates came to town, might want to get rid of him for a big price. He's signed for a while. Man, what I wouldn't give up to have a guy like that in the lineup. Next.
All right, let's go to Harry in Westview. He wants to talk about the Derby.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, Joe, bring it on. You know what? The more entertainment, the better. Cruz is a freak, like you called him. He's actually a sideshow, too. And I'd like to see them do like a five-tool thing, like set up like Lou Brock running like 1A or whatever they call it. Have him running and see if they can throw him out of second. See if they can throw him out of third and hit some targets. I mean, the All-Star game is all about it.
You're being serious, right?
I am being serious. I want to see who can throw the ball the furthest. I want to see who can run to first base the fastest. I want to see who can throw the ball the fastest. I mean, this guy's done it all with all the stats.
Limits looks very skeptical. Limits looks skeptical on this. What's the difference between doing?
I'm just confused by your point, Harry. Well, could you explain a little bit further?
He wants to see skills, and he wants to see Cruz in an overall skills contest.
In a skills competition, what's like the NHL skills competition.
Yeah, what's the difference between hitting home runs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's your problem, Limits?
No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it. I'm curious where you were going with it. I would be interested in seeing where that would go and how Cruz would fare.
I think that clip might make it back from time to time.
I think so.
Hey, when I was young guy, Limits, you know, we used to go to the ballpark to see Willie Stargell hit pop-ups in the infield and see how high they would go up on Three River Stadium, how many levels. You know what they ended up doing? Marking all in home runs in Three River Stadiums. Like, just a bunch of freaks.
Well, it's all about winning baseball games, really, but I'm with you on this. I mean, if you can't win...
Yeah, but how about this? Hey, Joe, how about this? He ends up in an All-Star game. He does all this stuff, and then he ends up being another Polanco.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, right? And this yes. this sort of underscores what everybody has said about Cruz his whole career. Like, man, if you're going to have a skills competition, he'd win in a second, but how about baseball?
Is he talented or is he a train wreck?
I think he's very talented. But it sounds like this All-Star couple days in Atlanta is going to be a respite for you, an oasis of sorts instead of something depressing. Am I right about that?
He hung up.
No, he didn't. You hung up on him.
No, I did not. He decided that he had a mic drop moment that he decided, you know what, this was good enough.
What's your problem, Emmett?
Is that good?
That's great.
Cloudy today and a high of John New Smith, 81, 25% chance of rain after the show. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Things are getting hot in here, aren't they, Limits?
It's heating up, Joe, just like the weather.
I was yelling at you a couple seconds ago. You've been a little bit on edge. And then we had that. Up next. Should we continue with this? Do we have enough calls to continue with this? Is this a worthy topic of conversation? We have a couple, so let's get to those. Do you agree with Andrew Filippone, who is rooting against O'Neill Cruz? I don't want him to have this moment, Pony said. I want to see the Pirates, you know, somebody represent them well on a national stage, and this guy's been a disappointment, that type of thing. Like, it sounds, and again, I think Pony has a point here. I just don't agree with it. But it kind of fits into the overall theme of what I was getting to at the beginning, that this serves more as a reminder of what the Pirates aren't than what they are, and what they don't have than what they have. This whole thing with Cruz participating tonight and Skeen starting tomorrow.